Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sedgwick County Commission selects a site for New State Mental Hospital. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Work continues on code updates for potential commercial and industrial scale solar farms in Sedgwick County. That story is coming up.
Taylor Swift's European concerts canceled because of a terrorist plot. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Two people suffered serious injuries in a crash early today at 15th and Grove in northeast Wichita. One vehicle crash. The accident occurred around 12:45. The crash described as a rollover.
One person is dead, two injured following a house fire south of Wichita yesterday morning in the 7100 block of South Volusia between Derby and Hayesville. First responders finding three people outside the burning mobile home. One victim died at the scene. The other two hospitalized with critical injuries. The victim's name has not been released.
Sedgwick County has selected a site for a regional mental health hospital. At Wednesday's meeting, county commissioners approved a 12-acre site donated by the Lang Community Foundation, located near MacArthur and Meridian. Total funding for the three-phase project will cost the state of Kansas $107 million. The county says construction should begin in February of 2025 and be completed by August of 2026.
Sedgwick County Commission still working on proposed unified zoning code updates for potential commercial and industrial scale solar farms.
Virginia-based Berkeley Group, a solar energy consulting firm, reviewed amendments to the county solar code originally adopted in 2019. The code includes definitions, standards, and requirements, including solar panel height above ground and the size of projects allowed. Scott Wadle from the planning department said there is a considerable amount of land available in the unincorporated areas of the county for potential projects.
Down in the southwest county, that's well over 110,000 acres just in that area alone.
The commission deferred a vote on the amendments until August 14th. A moratorium on solar project applications continues until September. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the commission took nearly 2.5 hours to discuss that issue yesterday and heard community feedback as well.
Police in Austria foiled an alleged terror attack plot on Taylor Swift concerts in Austria. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
Tens of thousands of Taylor Swift fans are devastated after three planned shows in Vienna, Austria, set for this week, were all canceled over concerns of a planned terrorist attack at her concert stadium. In fact, law enforcement officials in Austria say they've recently arrested not one but two extremists involved in the plot, including a 19-year-old who allegedly had pledged an oath of allegiance to the militant terror group ISIS. Investigators are reportedly evaluating chemical substances found on the suspect, whom they believe was already taking the, quote, preparatory actions of a potential attack.
And the singer's website says all tickets will be automatically refunded within the next 10 business days.
The Democratic presidential nominee and her running mate are going through the swing states, Michigan and Wisconsin.
Vice President Harris and running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz touting their records and intentions against former President Trump.
He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis, and he intends to end the Affordable Care Act.
Vowing to bring down costs and prevent gun violence.
We believe in the Second Amendment, but we also believe in common sense gun violence laws.
Saying Republicans will restrict freedoms, including reproductive rights. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance also making a stop in Wisconsin, bashing Democrats over border security and crime. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A possible medical condition led to a drowning in East Wichita Tuesday afternoon in the 300 block of 127th Street East, North 127th. A 25-year-old man found unresponsive in a swimming pool, and life-saving measures were attempted. But the man was pronounced dead at the scene. It's believed he suffered a medical emergency while in the pool, and no foul play is suspected. The man's name has not been released. KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we are 10 minutes out from our live daily visit from Kansas City Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri, with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We got Mitch in 10 minutes.
A Michigan woman declared a fire hazard because she is morbidly obese. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Tan. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Several U.S. personnel were injured in a rocket attack on a military base in Iraq. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
The U.S. military is evaluating its response options after an attack at Al Asad Air Base in Iraq injured seven American service members and contractors as the White House pressed on for diplomacy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin blamed an Iranian-backed Shia group for the attack.
The United States will not tolerate attacks on our personnel in the region.
Iraq's government, fearing U.S. retaliation against Iranian-backed units in its own military, announced several arrests and dismantled eight rockets found in the back of a truck near the launch site.
The Americans still receiving treatment are reported to be in stable condition.
Officials at NASA yet to determine the safest way to return pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams on the Boeing Starliner and get them back to Earth.
NASA Associate Administrator Ken Bowersock says recent thruster tests convinced some of their engineers the new spacecraft is safe to carry astronauts on the return flight from the International Space Station, while others would prefer they fly back on a different spacecraft.
Reasonable people could pick either path, depending on where their view is on our position in the uncertainty bound that we have for the data that we've got on the thruster system.
One option under consideration would be to launch next month's SpaceX Crew 9 mission to the ISS with only two astronauts instead of four, and give Butch and Sonny the empty seats on the return flight in Atlanta. Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
A Michigan woman is declared a fire hazard because she is morbidly obese.
Wyunia Bates weighs 825 pounds. She says following a hospital stay, she's being barred from entering her 8th-floor Wayne, Michigan apartment because, she says, she's been told her size makes her a fire hazard. The 33-year-old says she gained 200 pounds over the past 2 years while never leaving her apartment. It took 15 paramedics and firefighters to remove her from her apartment when she went to the hospital. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, those traffic volumes are starting to thin out and get a little bit lighter and a little bit lighter, but we've got some pretty heavy traffic right now in one spot on the highways. Taking a look right now at K-15, seeing some fairly heavy traffic between MacArthur and 31st Street South. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Temps a lot cooler than days past. Now, it's still going to be warm with a high of 87 degrees, but definitely not as hot as how we started off the week. Mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of a shower or a storm, even though some rain, a couple of rumbles of thunder expected, not expecting anything severe. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 23 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack's still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, and the right hat can keep you cool. Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. This is Thursday, August 8th, and it was on this date in 2023, just a year ago, a series of wind-driven wildfires broke out on the Hawaiian island of Maui, destroying the town of Lahaina and killing more than 100 people. That was a year ago. Quite a tragedy there.
Still trying to recover from that horrific event.
Yeah. All right, Steve, at 10 in the morning, 8:14 on a Thursday, and we got a couple of minutes here from, we'll be hearing from, of course, Mitch Holtis, as we do during training camp. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance said he had a bit of fun Wednesday trying to catch up with Democratic Presidential nominee Kamala Harris on an airport tarmac. The two shared as part of a dueling campaign travels. Apparently they're going to the same places in different planes.
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin, Vance got off former President Donald Trump's campaign plane, walked over toward Air Force Two. He came back and told reporters he was not able to catch the vice president. Vance jabbed at Harris as well for not holding a news conference or sitting down for an extended interview since she began her campaign 17 days ago when President Joe Biden dropped out of the race. So, and he apparently said something about the fact that that was going to be his plane one of these days. Air Force Two. All right. Politics. 8:15, Steve and Ted in the morning, and we were talking about the hot weather, and we had some sort of survey of how it's really impacted people's, and it always does in the summertime, that people get a little, you know, testy and maybe a little depressed about things. But my daughter the other day had something interesting happen to her, and that her air conditioner crapped out. And it took, I think, about 3 days before
you finally
got it taken care of. It was on a weekend.
Of course.
Yeah. And finally got somebody out Monday. And Stacy couldn't be there, and nobody could be there for the repairman to come over, or the air conditioner guy. And so my wife went out. I took Shelly out there. She babysat or watched the place while the guy came and did his work. I went home and took a big old nap. I took the dogs. They have two dogs. I took them home. Took a big nap with Rudy and Pete.
So you sent your wife to the place that was 180 degrees, and you stayed in an air-conditioned place.
Yeah, pretty much that was it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting how that worked out.
She insisted that we do it that way.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then a couple of fans on her, you know, and I said, dear, here's a bucket of ice water. Put your feet in that. You'll be great. The heat doesn't bother Shelly near as it does other people, but it wouldn't. You know, they had some, like I said, had some fans going. To, it's that time of the year. You do not want to have air conditioner problems.
And no. Usually the air conditioner craps out on the evening of July 3rd.
Yeah. And my furnace craps out on the
coldest day Christmas
of the year.
Eve. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. All of a sudden, the furnace doesn't work.
And of course, the plumbing can back up anytime.
Well, yeah, that's another one.
Always inconvenient.
Waits till the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The toilet won't flush.
8:17, Stephen's head.
All right, it's that time, of course, as we check in every day from Kansas City Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri, live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. And another report is right here as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Were you talking about Cousin Eddie? He's here. I got home from camp, and he's here. He's cleaning out the RV. He was at the RV park last night, but he's in our yard today, so...
Is he wearing those white shoes?
Oh yeah, he got those. He got those on sale.
Yeah.
So I don't think you got them online, but yeah. No, we're not taking Cousin Eddie to Jacksonville, but I heard you talking about cleaning out the before Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah, those shoes are boss.
Oh God! I can see what kind of morning it's been so far. Anyway, yeah, so. goodness. Yeah, no, we're getting ready to head to Jacksonville here and preseason game number one. See, I changed the subject, Steve.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens
today?
Go ahead.
No, this report today is for Ted, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
good.
It is. Because we were going to feature a Notre Dame Fighting Irishman. And, you know, this week has been the emphasis of being guys who could jump up to star status. They've not been there, but headed that way. And McDuffie's already there. But Hollywood Brown could go to a level he's not seen before. And the same with today's guest, but also with Karloftis yesterday and George Karloftis. But today is I'm going to feature the valedictorian so far of the defensive group because it's somebody put M80s in his oatmeal every day. He is running around like Dick Butkus. But Drew Tranquil has really had a big impact on this camp to the point where, and coach never usually says that, hey, it's time to play somebody else. He usually doesn't say that, but he's saying it now. And a lot of it's because of Drew Tranquil and this defense being very testy towards Mahomes. But Tranquil was a gigantic pickup last year, because not only did it help us, saved us in many ways, it weakened the Chargers, because he was a Charger for 4 years. But Tranquil is, again, he's ascending, but he does it by design, and it's something he thinks about every day.
Well, I came into this league, I didn't have a lot of linebacker experience, so I feel like I'm continuing to head in the upward direction, continuing to better my game and finding ways that I can, you know, make my game better, whether it's pass rush, coverage, attacking blockers, tackling. There's just so many things to get better at this position, and that's my goal every year that I'm in this league is to ascend. I don't ever want to descend.
Never want to descend, and he is not descending. Last year, Nick Bolton, our middle linebacker, missed 9 games. One was by design, held out, but the other, he missed 8 games. And Drew had to play inside. Well, he's not an inside linebacker. In fact, he's pretty much a safety DB in college. Ted, you can attest for that. But he's turning into a linebacker. And so he's just been outstanding in this camp. And again, he's like eating nails every morning before he goes on the field.
He's a big-time guy at Notre Dame and pretty good NFL stuff for a fourth rounder. Oh, there it is.
That's for you, Ted.
Here comes the Fighting Irish marching band onto the field.
What is it, an 8-track?
Yeah, with the... Do you wear the kilt every day, like the... what do they call them, the honor guard?
Yeah, the Irish guard, yeah.
The Irish guard, you wear the kilt every day. You got the kilt on, Steve, and the big furry hat.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
I didn't know. I went to a WSU game. I was doing a game one night for ESPN. I walk in there, and I see Ted in the big furry hat and the kilt, and I go, well, Ted's here. So were you part of the honor guard?
I was not. Those guys have to be like at least 6'5 or something to be in that thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Not discriminatory, but you don't see any 5'8 dudes in there.
No.
But Tranquil could be in there. I think he's about 6'3, but he would be the kind that would march up and kick the knee up and then all of a sudden attack and come right after. Tranquil's got I think he's poised to have a big season. If he stays healthy, you're going to see a whole lot of Drew Tranquil making plays for this defense this year.
Man, I'm glad to hear that. What is on tap for camp today?
Well, they are off today. The guys are – this is the kind of the official day to get ready for the Jacksonville game. They're going to have a walkthrough tomorrow, and then we'll get on a plane, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and then very shortly get on a bus to head to the plane to fly to Jacksonville for preseason game number one. So the guys get to pretty much chill out today. The staff will continue to work. They don't game plan much, but they've got to be highly organized. Coach, I'll get into this tomorrow, but Coach wants to play. He wants to play every human on this team that's available to play. He's amazing in that if they don't make our team, coaches, and I've seen him do this, and the first coach I've ever seen do this, he goes, I'm going to make sure they get a shot with another team. And he's orchestrated that way. And so he wants these guys to get a shot, whether they're our guys or not. He's an amazing guy in that way, Coach.
Yep, looking forward to it. And, of course, we'll pregame some of that tomorrow on our daily chat with you at this very same time. Great stuff, as always. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Well, thank you, guys. And, Steve, just let him wear the furry hat. Let him have you wear the furry hat for just 5 minutes and the kilt. But if you see Ted around town today, you'll recognize him. Can you get that inside your car? Do you wear the furry hat up on in your car?
He's got a convertible.
Oh, you do. You can wear it, but I don't know about Ted. I didn't know if Ted's got a convertible too. I know you've got the Avery Johnson convertible.
I'll just poke it through the roof like Dino on the Flintstones.
Dino.
That's it. So if you see Ted today in a kilt and a big furry hat, you know who it is.
All right, we'll talk to
him for his autograph.
Yeah, there you go. Right. That is Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, every day with Steve and Ted, Training Camp Report. And that's brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute, Sean says the media will not look at the records of the Democrat candidates. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 71 degrees now. Sedgwick County Administration officers will continue to call the downtown Ruffin building their home at least for 3 more years. The lease on the space at Douglas and Broadway was set to expire in June of 2025. With no firm plans yet on a new home for administration, the county negotiated a new three-year lease that's set to expire in June of 2028. It will cost the county $870,000 per year to rent the space. The county could potentially leave after June of 2027 with a 90-day notice.
The Wichita School Board is being urged to move fast if it hopes to get a bond issue passed. District Chief Financial Officer Susan Willis says the state limits how much schools may borrow for bonds each year.
The sooner we would at least make that determination to then get our application in and get on the state board list, the greater the potential that we are fine and we are going to get in under the bond cap.
The board still has to approve the facility master plan before any bond issue could move forward. The board expects to hold a discussion on the plan later this month.
A man who allegedly escaped from a prison facility in Wichita has been indicted by a federal jury. 42-year-old Lee Halford was charged with one count of escape from custody. He's accused of unlawfully leaving the custody of the Bureau of Prisons while at the Residential Reentry Center in Wichita. Halford had been detained based on a conviction in Oklahoma for assault with a dangerous weapon with intent to do bodily harm.
A new CEO taking the helm of troubled plane maker Boeing.
Boeing's new CEO is Kelly Ortberg, a former Rockwell Collins boss who returns from retirement to head the 108-year-old Boeing company amid massive setbacks. His priorities for the future of the plane manufacturing giant include mending relationships with airlines and employees, boosting output and company finances, as well as securing a labor deal to avoid a possible worker strike later this year, all amid Boeing's fall-off in jet production and deliveries following a mid-air panel blowout on a near-new 737 MAX jet in January and Boeing's ongoing legal and criminal trouble over two deadly MAX jet crashes in 2018 and 2019. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yesterday we celebrated Purple Heart Day. A two-time Purple Heart recipient has turned his life-altering injuries into a mission to help his fellow veterans overcome their personal struggles following military service.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Gade enlisted in 1992, serving over 25 years as an armor officer. In August of 2004, he found himself in Iraq.
In a nice little nasty place called Ramadi, west of Baghdad, in 2004 and a few days in 2005. And I was wounded in action twice, decorated for valor. And the second time I was wounded was very serious. I ended up losing my right leg at the hip and spending a year in the hospital.
While recovering, he decided to remain in the Army and later taught at West Point from 2011 until he retired in 17. He also worked in the U.S. Department of Labor helping veterans find employment and has taught at American University. Today, Gade serves as an advisory council member at America's Warrior Partnership, where he focuses on enhancing veterans' lives through the coordination of local services. AWP is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Its veteran-led team has served more than 60,000 veterans nationwide. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Taylor Swift concerts in Europe canceled after terrorist plot is uncovered.
Two.
Wichita School Board considering $450 million bond issue for repairs and maintenance.
One.
Sedgwick County Commission selects site for new state mental hospital at MacArthur and Meridian. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing the traffic volumes quite a bit lighter right now, so things looking pretty good out there. Not seeing any highway slowdowns to talk about. Just remember, though, do have a bit of a traffic concern on K96, westbound exit ramp, the northbound Rock Road shut down for some road construction, so continue to watch out for that traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 86 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 63. Friday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of 78 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Northeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Wall Street is open this morning, trading underway, and the Dow is up by 394 points. S&P up 47, and NASDAQ is up 113. The job market appeared to hold up last week after disappointing reading in July.
Fewer people filed for unemployment benefits last week. There were 233,000 new claims. The number is down 17,000 from the week before and weaker than expected, which is a sign employers continue to avoid large layoffs. There were more people remaining on benefits. Continuing claims rose 6,000, remaining over 1.8 million. This after the July employment report was weaker than expected. Signs of a cooling job market and concerns the Federal Reserve waited too long to lower interest rates contributed to fears of a global recession and the stock market selling off. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A Wichita area facilities maintenance company and its staff of 280 employees have been acquired by the Arizona-based VIXO, formerly known as QSI Inc. Cushman & Wakefield Facilities Solutions, headquartered in Colwich, is a third-party multi-state facilities management company serving retail, convenience, healthcare, and several other industries for more than 200,000 buildings throughout North America. QSI rebranded to CWFS after it was acquired 5 years ago by global commercial real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield, which is based in Chicago.
Day two of hearing investigating how a Boeing 737 MAX 9 lost a door plug panel during a January flight dove into quality and safety management systems at both Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems, with some testimony flagging confusion among workers. After the National Transportation Safety Board hearing's first day included tense moments as Boeing and Spirit executives were asked about their company's actions in the run-up to the accident. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS this morning. They're going to be talking about Tim Walz, vice presidential candidate. That's Glenn Beck, just a few minutes away here on KNSS. And our top-of-the-hour news, site has been selected for that new state mental hospital in Wichita. We'll tell you about that in our news at the top of the hour this morning. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 40% chance for rain today.
Is your air